Hello and welcome to the latest episode of our Sound of Finance podcast. My name is James Williams. I'm a senior consultant at ZEB Consulting. And today I'm joined by Laura Patsch and Christoph Fischer, fellow senior consultants at ZEB and experts on the field of digitalization of banking offerings and processes. Today we'll be discussing a very hot topic in this field, digital mortgages lending. Welcome, Laura. Welcome, Christoph.
Thank you, James. It's a pleasure to join you.
Thank you, James, for the invite.
Laura, with online mortgages, banks have a new opportunity to generate revenues that didn't exist even just a few years ago. And of course, in today's low interest environment, this new product becomes more important than ever. On the other hand, mortgages are a rather complex banking product. For most people, it's likely to only be a once-in-a-lifetime decision, which might sort of deter them from online banking. So it's a very interesting topic, but I'm curious, what was it about digital mortgages that led you to take on this subject?
Well, our research shows that over the past decade, mortgages have formed a steadily increasing proportion of retail banking revenues in the DACH region. To give you some numbers, in 2019, between 30 to 70% of retail banking revenues originated from mortgages, compared to around 20 to 40% back in 2011. And then looking at customer demand, the focus has so far always been on terms and conditions of mortgages, as those are widely regarded as the major driver for mortgage decisions. What is still often overlooked, however, is that a smooth online process with a convenient customer journey can really make a difference. So we found that while banks in the DACH region are constantly expanding their internet and mobile banking channels, they are still quite slow in following the trend towards digital mortgage products. And that could be a largely untapped source of revenue growth.
Now, I know also that you guys and some other colleagues of ours performed a study engaging with hundreds of customers to identify and break down the demand for these digital loans. Perhaps you can tell me a little bit more about this survey. For instance, what were your key findings there?
Of course. Last year, we asked potential mortgage customers from the DACH region what expectations they have regarding a bank's mortgage offering. And we also wanted to know if they have a certain preference for doing different steps of the mortgage process online or offline. We found that mortgage customers generally value good advice, transparency, and also support to navigate the complex mortgage process journey. And what we also saw is that the demand for digital channel options was highest among younger customers. But of course, often people do have reservations about online mortgages. In the end, as you said, buying a house is indeed a once-in-a-lifetime decision for many customers. And taking out a mortgage loan certainly is a bit more complicated than opening a bank account. But our survey results also suggest that across all age groups, clear guidance about the mortgage process and additional, maybe even beyond banking service offerings, could help overcome people's reservations about online mortgages. And according to our respondents, profiting from better terms and conditions and a faster process can make those online processes even more attractive. So overall, we believe that our survey confirmed that there is a demand for online mortgages as customers are ready to perform more and more steps of the mortgage process online, and as they also imagine their banks to be a trusted partner along the entire property and mortgage journey.
And just to put the results in your own words, what exactly were the shortcomings with the way that mortgages are currently commercialized?
Well, James, there are a few things along the process that are not meeting today's digitalization standards and also not meeting customer expectations, which today are widely shaped from other more digitalized industries, such as e-commerce, for example. So the mortgage loan process itself has not really changed over time. Most customers still feel drawn to brick and mortar bank branches as they feel that a loan is too complex of a product to handle by themselves. And this, I believe, is very much understandable. And that is because banks have always made it look like it indeed is a very complex product that requires lots of face-to-face advisory and a very lengthy multi-step process to contract. However, looking at the mortgage process, it becomes clear that it's actually quite simple to perform, as at the end of the day, it's just input of customer data, real estate data, risk assessment, and contract signing. Now, banks haven't really done much to make this process easy. They have not done much to educate their customers to be able to do it partially, at least by themselves. And they have shown very little to no innovation efforts to change that. So our study has very well shown that customers are open to such innovations as they are to banks offering accompanying services along the mortgage process.
Perhaps you can explain for our listeners just quickly what you mean when you say accompanying services. I think you're referring to beyond banking. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct, James. So essentially, this highlights another aspect of the mortgage business that goes beyond the loan process itself. It requires banks to put themselves into the shoes of their customers. To banks, a mortgage is a product, meaning it's intended to make money. For the customer, it's a means to an end. The customer does not want to obtain a loan. He wants to buy an apartment or build a house. And in order to do so, he needs a loan. And that already tells us that a customer journey in the mortgage business begins much earlier than the loan process. It begins in the moment the customer wants to change his housing situation. And that is when a bank should actively try to enter into the customer journey very early on and accompany the customer as long as possible in his journey, way beyond the time the loan contract is signed. Now, there's different ways of doing that, but offering services accompanying the loan process, or as you also called it, beyond banking services, is certainly a great and rather easy way to increase touch points with the customer early on, while improving his experience and also making some additional revenue on the bank side. And just to give you some examples, James, banks could, for example, work together with brokers to offer a selection of exclusive real estate to their clients. They could also help them find the right object, offer legal services for contracting, and also deal with utility providers to get the customer started in his new home. Banks could also broker housing insurance products to their clients, or even set them up with local craftsmen to perform renovation work years after the loan was signed. Now, of course, offering such extensive services requires a certain degree of digitalization, as to keep the cost base low, the margins high, and the customer experience smooth. The same goes for the mortgage process itself, actually, which can be digitalized in a very similar way.
Now, just to shift gears a little bit, and coming back to the perspective of the bank, that still in my mind leaves the question open of whether right now is really the right time to work on digitalizing the mortgage process.
Well, we very much believe so. The COVID-19 pandemic has significantly boosted online banking, while at the same time also new best practices in the global mortgage lending market have been emerging, which means that customers are increasingly accustomed to performing more and more banking tasks from their homes and also to talking to their advisors by phone or video conference. So there is a lot less resistance towards digital innovation from a customer perspective, and banks can leverage that to further build trust in digital channels, which can then again be used when digital mortgage loans are offered. Currently, this might still be a topic for fintechs, but we believe that in 1 to 2 years, maybe even this year, we will see offers pop up across Europe. So yes, we definitely see potential there.
Okay, and how exactly do mortgages, specifically as a banking product, develop in a digital way? I guess I'm thinking about today's technology and how that might be leveraged to improve the customer journey.
It is all about offering more customized products for individual applicants. So the customer journey can be improved by making use of big data and fast maturing technologies such as robotics, machine learning, and blockchain along the process. For example, some digital home loan providers use artificial intelligence-enabled technology to conduct credit risk assessments of customers, or others use machine learning to perform automatic property valuation by image recognition.
Mm-hmm. So what exactly would you propose to a bank that would like to innovate their mortgage product portfolio?
We believe it's important for banks to think about this exact question as you're asking now, as it is high time with first players performing initial moves and already taking first positionings in the market. But of course, the playing field is still very plain, so it makes sense to think where there is space for a bank to position itself. And we very much believe that it makes sense to look at two different dimensions here that make up this playing field. So let me dive into the first one. We call it the availability of offering. And we mean that in terms of sales, communication, and service channel availability for the customer. But the question is whether you want to stay in the brick and mortar business or expand your mortgage offering to other channels, digital channels to be more specific. So you have the option to either stay fully offline, switch to digital only, which for some banks is just a natural way of handling it, or you offer a hybrid model where you offer your mortgage process in an omnichannel way. Your customer could then start the process online, go to the branch for additional advice, upload documents online, and maybe sign the contract on his phone. And the second dimension is the depth of offering. And I'm now referring back to the accompanying services that we talked about earlier. As a bank, you want to simply offer a good, fully digital mortgage process and take this as your USP? Or do you want to add some extra services? Or would you even go further and consider offering an entire ecosystem around the mortgage process? So based on these two dimensions, we believe there are four distinct positionings that banks can take.
Could I ask you to elaborate a little bit more on each of these positions, what distinguishes them from one another, and specifically why a bank would choose one over another?
Sure. So the first one we call innovative incumbents. It is the logical first development stage of a traditional bank from offering a pure offline process to digitalizing at least parts of the mortgage experience. This rewards a hybrid approach towards the availability of the offering across channels. Customers will be able to perform part of the process digitally and part of it offline. And we do see banks already moving into that direction, with some of them already allowing customers to input data or upload documents online. In the end, it's a product with a very high convenience level, appealing to almost all customer groups. And it's easy to get started, as you can do the digitalization process step by step. Now, the second positioning, which is very different, we call the focused digitizers, because both business and operating model are pretty much 100% digital. It is best suited for banks with customers that show high digital affinity and banks that cannot rely on a large branch network. While it is, of course, challenging to fully digitalize the mortgage process, it is certainly possible to do so for the standard mortgage loan. You know, a loan within certain boundaries where no complex cases or exceptions are to be handled manually. And this, of course, comes with a great reward for the bank. Automation levels are high and costs are really low due to the high level of standardization involved. The one major thing the bank needs to master in this positioning is to be able to manage a customer's expectation towards transparency, advisory, and the required guidance by the customer. But, you know, with a cool interface, accompanying user guidance, and a non-friction process, it is doable at the end of the day.
Adopting the third positioning would then make banks what we call diversified providers. For diversified providers, the core business is a traditional omnichannel mortgage offering where customers are targeted according to the channel they prefer. Banks then add banking-related products and new channels to target an even broader range of customers. They do this by leveraging public trust in financial institutions regarding banking-related services, which can be pre-purchase, property valuations, digital cost planning, or legal advice, to name a few examples. To adopt this model, banks need strong partners to develop a network of service providers and a good IT infrastructure. A strong online channel presence for the core traditional mortgage offering is also important, as this is the base for developing other services. The fourth and last positioning, what we call one-stop shops, is the most complex of the described positionings for digital mortgage lending. To become a one-stop shop, banks offer an omnichannel property and mortgage ecosystem with services that cover the whole customer journey to serve all kinds of real estate related needs. One of the key success factors for this model is a strong partner network. Banks then generate fees through partnerships and therefore use network effects to tap into the revenue potential of the entire property and mortgage journey. This, of course, requires immense resources for IT development and also third-party integration and management. And since there's only space in the market for a few one-stop shops, banks must also be flexible to adapt to changing customer needs to defend their market position.
Mm. And now, considering the different positionings that you've outlined, their various strengths, their various weaknesses, how do you think that mortgage lending market will look in a few years?
So we can see first steps being taken, and we can also see a lot of momentum regarding this topic on the market, as Laura briefly touched upon earlier. The digitalization of the mortgage process has made it to the agenda of larger banks also, and it is up there in a highly prioritized position, that's for sure. So certainly the playing fields we outlined earlier will get very crowded in the next few years. The omnichannel positionings with some additional service offerings will probably be filled first, right along the focused digitizer positioning. It might take some time to see a real fully-fledged one-stop-shop ecosystem emerge, as there is limited space for such in any given market. What will be interesting to see for sure is whether non-banking players are going to enter the stage. It's become popular among both fintechs and big techs to enter the banking market, specifically the less complex high-yield products. But that sure can include the mortgage product at some future point as well.
Before we come to an end, what would be some common steps a bank should consider on the way to digitizing their mortgage products?
Well, we recommend that banks follow a three-stage customer, market, and strategic analysis process. Starting with the customer dimension, banks should first of all define the mortgage needs of existing and target customers, and then assess which of the different digital lending positions described before represents the best strategic fit for them. They can do this by evaluating the impact of the different positionings on the bank's business and operating model, and, of course, by developing a detailed business plan covering estimated profits from potential market scenarios and also possible risks and obstacles. In any case, we believe that after this analysis, banks should move fast to be able to gain an early competitive advantage in digital mortgage markets and to not risk falling behind the competition.
Well, thanks so much, Laura and Christoph, for this interesting and, I have to say, inspiring insight into the world of digital mortgages.
Thank you for having us, James.
Thank you, James, for having us.
That's all for this installment of Sound of Finance, a podcast series by ZEB Consulting. You can find further discussions on other interesting topics in the world of finance at our website, zeb-consulting.com. And be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We hope you enjoyed today's conversation, and we'll talk to you in the next episode.